News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, by the way, it's, you know, elected officials left and right are making themselves known. I tell you what, if you happen to follow Representative Wanda Lynn Gavan, the activist turned politician down in Jefferson County, you will find a rather profane, crass message to the Supreme Court. It's there. That's how she feels. I expect no less from someone like her. But then the other one that I want to point out to you is Attorney General Steve Marshall, who is himself a very pro-life individual. He said, here's my statement. He put this out. It's actually an official statement with his signature underneath it. It's posted on his social media. He said, here's my statement on today's SCOTUS decision overturning Roe v. Wade. He said, today is a truly historic day. The United States Supreme Court has at long last finally overturned its fatally flawed decision in Roe v. Wade. The issue of abortion now returns to the states, and the state of Alabama has unequivocally elected to be a protector of unborn life. Accordingly, I wish to immediately issue the following notices. He says, because neither the United States Constitution nor the Alabama Constitution provides a right to abortion, Alabama laws that prohibit abortion and that have been enjoined by a court are in full effect. For those laws that have been halted by the courts, the state will immediately file motions to dissolve those injunctions. Any abortionist or abortion clinic operating in the state of Alabama in violation of Alabama law should immediately cease and desist operations. Furthermore, he says, furthermore, in any act of vandalism or violence against any crisis pregnancy center, church, or other pro-life entity in retaliation for today's decision will be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office to the fullest extent of the law. I will have more to say on this ruling and the importance of the decision in due course. Steve Marshall, Attorney General, Alabama. That is the way it should be. That's exactly the way it should be. And by the way, let me just point out something. While he may have personal positions on life, nonetheless, he spoke to the law. Unlike those like President Biden, who came out today, or a few days ago, actually, he came out, about a week ago, and started talking about all the things that's going to happen. What's going to happen if they start telling, you know, young homosexual kids they can't be in school? What? What is he talking about? Everybody's like, what the heck is he talking about? Well, today he came out, by the way, and made a speech. Just a classic lack of leadership once again, where he literally got up there and opined that he was calling upon this to become a midterm issue. It will be on the ballot, he said. And, oh, by the way, he also wants... He wants the Congress to enact federal laws to put what was in Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey into a codified form, so it's not just common law. Good luck with that. And you know what? I don't think this is going to wind up being the midterm election issue that Democrats think it is. I think some will. I mean, there are activists on every issue. You can find activists on environmental. You can find activists on fiscal policy. You can find activists on, you know, this. If he thinks for a second, I mean, it's like I used to be just a kind of almost appalled in the state Senate when a pro-life bill would get up, you know, on the, and we'd be debating it. At least once, twice during the debate, somebody would go to the podium and say, I am here to speak for all women. No, you're not. You don't speak for my wife. You don't speak for my daughter. They didn't speak for you, did they, Copper? I mean,
definitely not.
I'm saying all women. Well, if they think that all Democrats are pro-abortion, they're wrong. There's a lot of pro-life Democrats still left, especially among the rank and file who vote. So if they think that this is going to be one of those things, I mean, just right now, I can tell you that there are a lot of Catholic Democrats, especially in the northern states, who believe that their church's position on abortion is the right way to go, but they will vote on liberal policies, except for they will remain true to the ideas of pro-life. So the idea that you're going to find this blanket, all Democrats are going to rally behind, no, they're not. I think it will be an issue for some. I think that there are some activists who, I think this is going to wind up being a thing where people are going to realize pretty quickly, you can still get an abortion in New York. Oh, you can still get one in California. Oh, you can still get one in, you know, I don't know where, Georgia, Tennessee. I'm not sure what their laws are. You can't get one in Alabama. No, you won't be able to get one in Alabama. but you'll be able to drive across a state line, and it's a whole different deal. And oh, by the way, so much has changed since 1972 or 3 when Roe v. Wade went into effect. Just contraception and everything else is changed. I mean, right now abortions are down 20% anyway. So I'm just saying, this is a huge, huge day. If Democrats think they're going to parlay this into some kind of midterm sweep, good luck. It ain't going to happen. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.